It's 6:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Cases of COVID-19 are popping up in some schools and colleges around the state. Lindsay Fent reports that some outbreaks have occurred before students even arrived.
The state health department reported outbreaks among staff at two schools in Jefferson and Eagle counties this week. In both cases, the buildings were not yet open for classes. Some schools that have started back up are already detecting infections among students. Fort Lupton High School in Weld County shut down last Thursday after two students tested positive. The school had been open for only 3 days. Other places that confirmed outbreaks this week include some restaurants, construction sites, and a summer camp for families. For CPR News, I'm Lindsay Fent.
Denver Public Schools plans to have preschoolers return to class in the next few weeks. Most of the district's early childhood education programs will start in mid-September, but a handful will begin right after Labor Day. The district says classes will be in person without a virtual option. Families that have not yet enrolled their kids need to do so by September 14th. In response to concerns that the pandemic will leave some Coloradans homeless, Governor Polis says a new task force will tackle the issue. It's made up of local leaders, developers, and affordable housing experts, but some say the group needs more members who will fight for renters. Attorney Javier Mabry says that includes people who specialize in eviction law.
Because ultimately that's what it's about, right? They say it's the Eviction Prevention Task Force. Well, if they're talking about preventing evictions, there's important court procedure and, you know, we got to talk about the law in Colorado, not only under the current executive order, but generally.
Mabry is part of a pro bono legal defense group that has urged the governor to reinstate his earlier temporary bans on evictions and late fees. Colorado weather is mostly sunny and hot again today, but cooler temperatures are coming to Denver in the Front Range for Friday and Saturday. This is CPR News.